delighted to be joined by Claudio Fabiano, Sales Manager for CSV Life Sciences Group. Claudio started his journey in the pharmaceutical industry by joining a company focused in providing commissioning and qualification services as PM in international projects. After several years in the role, he joined the sales team where he focused on the supply of capital equipment, mainly for primary packaging and cleaning equipment for the pharma industry. In 2020, Claudio joined CSV Life Sciences Group as sales manager, looking after development of package services and capital equipment. CSV is a company formed by engineering and construction professionals working within the life science industry. They offer design, validation, compliance, and computer system validation services. Hello, Claudio, and welcome to the Pharma Tech Talks podcast. In this episode, we will be discussing processing equipment trends with a focus on highly potent products. So, welcome, Claudio.
Hello, Christian. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a real pleasure, and thanks to all the ChargePoint organization to give me this chance to share my point of view on the state of the art and the pharmaceutical market. Okay? Thank you so much.
No problem at all. It's our pleasure. So we'll get straight into it. What would you say are some of the current processing equipment trends we're seeing in the pharma and the biopharma industry?
Nice question. I think that before talking about trends in process equipment, we have to think about what is the change affecting the pharmaceutical market. Recently, based on the recent development of the situation we had with COVID, but generally looking to the request of customer and the request of the request of pharmaceutical company and the market generally. So I think that the pharmaceutical equipment must follow what are the needs of the market. And what are the needs of the market are for sure in Europe, but generally in the pharmaceutical market worldwide, are the needs of more complex formulation and with having a special impact on sterile forms and high potent drugs. So this will lead the equipment supplier to, let's say, strengthen investment and care in R&D activities. Because what is the target is increasing the level of the quality in terms of purity, in terms of cleanness of processes, okay? And this means having in mind to do and to implement different activities. By having impact on day by day and in the development of the companies. So it's a key now taking in consideration some important value like the safety of the operators. So that means, as we can further discuss, the integration of more primary containment. But of course, this is not something you can do without including more and even more complex and high-level automation system. Okay, because of course, probably manpower is still the key of this job, but it's probably better to move it from the contact with the product by doing surrounding activities of quality control and other activities to support the production. At the same time, if we look at the matter by thinking, for example, to the materials, the current technology are providing new materials, even more improved, that can provide a better quality in terms of purity, okay? Let's think about when we talk about the contact between the product and the surface of the materials of the system. And generally, the target is increasing the know-how and the, let's say, awareness of the critical operation. For example, staying in the discussion of ChargePoint, the transfer is one of the critical points where ChargePoint is doing well and where, of course, we have all to focus to create a close collaboration because I think this is the trend that will address the future. To have all the points just listed and in order to provide a better sustainability to our system, we need to have a close collaboration between equipment suppliers and the users. Because the development cannot be one side. It could be together, all parties involved, and in order to identify what can be the better development in terms of technology and customization on the process. So in other terms, we in the CSV imagine a future where each step of an equipment of the process can be quickly interfaced with the rest of the line. by providing the better customization to the overall process, but strongly reduces the changes on each machine. I mean, we normally call it a sort of Lego system. The idea is having single blocks, top level, good quality, with a high level of qualification, and being able to put in line all these steps, reducing the specific customization of the specific and each equipment, but creating a customized line following the requirement of the customer.
Very good. And what would you say are some of the general best practices to consider when you're implementing process equipment, particularly when considering highly potent products?
We are all facing the introduction of the new Annex 1 to the GMP that is taking, a lot of time in all the pharmaceutical company and together with the supplier of technologies, because of course Annex 1 to the new Annex 1 to GMP is introducing some challenges. One of that is for sure increasing the discussion and the usage of isolation technology. Isolation technology and generally the primary containment is providing safety to operators when it's talk about high potent, but of course also to the product. So it's, in my opinion, the key point for the future. Introducing together some big challenge, for example, let's think about the discussion we had many times, and generally people are talking about the loading and unloading of freeze dryer. This is a key point that will enter to be implemented in August this year, where we have the usage of isolation technology, the reducing of direct human impact, because of course it's not possible anymore doing like some customers are still doing to make a manual loading and unloading, and forces all pharmaceutical companies to use more automation and robotics on critical operation. I said freeze dryer, of course, it's an example, but it's not the only one. And this has an impact on equipment supplier, because the challenge, again, is creating something that can be integrated, and it cannot be coming only from one side. Customer, I mean pharmaceutical company, and the suppliers of technology must work together, as always.
Yeah, absolutely. And what changes can you see happening in the future of process equipment? And do you have any sort of predictions as to how those changes could impact on the biopharma and the pharma industry?
I think this is a complex question, because I see, we can discuss of different matters, but the one I personally prefer is the quality by design approach. But let me explain exactly what I mean. Quality by design is a matter that is people are discussing about quality by design since years. It's not something new. What I see, and I see for the near future, is the implementing of additional tools to enhance, to improve quality by design. I mean, people are discussing about artificial intelligence, smart prediction methods. So let's think to use these tools, to integrating these tools in a quality by design approach. So that means the process analytical technology, that is a method based on having fresh and online data and critical data coming from my process, can be integrated with system able to create an expected behavior, enable to prevent problems or change the behavior of the equipment depending on the situation that is running or that is creating. So I think this is probably something really interesting, for sure. Maybe we are not 100% ready, but I think it's something that will be discussed a lot in the future. And I think that high-end suppliers of technology, they are already looking, I'm sure, and they will invest again time and money to be ready with that. So in other terms, adopting technology of in-process control, not only as a way to get data, but also to elaborate the data in a real-time scenario by changing the process, by changing the behavior of the equipment and the complete line. So I think this could be one of the points for the future.
Interesting. And how do you think this will affect traditional batch manufacturing as opposed to what we're seeing now in continuous manufacturing?
I think it's key. It's a key point because batch manufacturing, that is the traditional way to produce, we see that many countries, especially in Europe and US, are now looking and investing to a switch to continuous manufacturing. I'm not here in inventing the wheel. There are people with a lot of experience more than me discussing and focusing on continuous manufacturing. It's clear that it's a big change. We are facing this challenge in the near future, and it will be something that change a batch manufacturing in terms of single steps and transferring step by step of the product by having in process control, by keeping materials in quarantine, waiting probably to have feedback, or at least doing a lot of in process control from also from the lab, going to continuous, create a direct flow, a continuous flow by having a final quality of the product that is stable, that is under control without any surprise. But of course, this needs to be supported by a tool. And this tool, in my opinion, it's the tool based on in-process control, duly enhanced by the use of automation system and system able, ready to, predict what is going to happen. So I think that continuous manufacturing perfectly fits with the idea of integrating, evolved system of automation.
Okay, so you've touched on the automation there already, but in what ways do you think the automation will impact on the design of the process equipment?
I think automation is becoming the key point for the future. Let's say that, of course, the impact of automation on the single equipment is very well known. But I would like to think that we have to stop thinking about single equipment, because first, if we are looking in the future for continuous manufacturing, but also if we stay in current days and we look to, for example, an OSD production line, we have to think about it as a line. And as a line, not only because it's based on different equipment, but I think it would be a complete system. So I mean, steps of the production, of course, integrated by external utility, external components like utilities. But for example, this is something we see as an engineering company. Recently, we see a lot of customers asking us to be very precise and specific, creating user requirement specification for company tendering for automation by taking care of considering also what is above the system. We see sometimes situation where the supplier of the cleaning in place skid is not in touch with the supplier of the reactor, for example. So automation is a way to put all together and be sure that the, receipt of the cleaning in place can be suitable to feed and work together with the reactor. And this enlarged investment, enlarged production site, it's not so easy. Now I just took an easy example, but automation must go over the traditional equipment and the traditional process line to be a sort of main control, putting together all the components of the process, okay? Only in this way we can assure a repeatability of the process and overall the quality of each step of the unit, together with the quality of the total line.
Very good. Yes, I definitely agree with that. And what are some of the common issues that you can come across when you're integrating process equipment, and how do you normally go about addressing these?
If it's okay for you, I would like to answer this question looking at the matter from my point of view, the point of view of my company that is providing a containment solution, flexible as well, rigid.
Sure.
So, based on that, I see two main scenarios. Probably are more than two, but the most of our customers are entering contact with us in two different scenarios. The first one is the one where it's a greenfield project, for example. So the customer is starting from the beginning, since the beginning, thinking to work in a situation where high potent materials have to be handled. So OEB4, OEB5, OEB6, these are the scenario we see normally, okay? When you start from the beginning, you can create a containment strategy. So you can start from a risk analysis, identifying the situation you expect to have during your production, and all the steps of your production, identifying the way to put in communication equipment, the automation, and so on. So you create your contamination strategy. In such situation, the equipment arrive to the end user that are already designed to be a safe system for operator by keeping inside the product as requested by international norms. But of course, we still have to focus on what is the bigger issue during this process. So it's the transferring or materials, hypotent materials, by moving it from step one to step two, okay? So the risk analysis, of course, can tell you exactly what can be the level of contamination you need, okay? But once you define it, you have to provide a solution to be in line with expectation of the process. So, of course, as you know, you say we are promoting a ChargePoint as a solution for this type of transfer. And the solution is very good also when it's not about starting from scratch, starting from new equipment. Most of our customers, sometimes because they are working with they want to introduce high-potent drugs, sometimes because they just want to be ready for your future introduction, or maybe just because they want to control the dustiness of the process, they are approaching us to integrate a flexible containment system. So in that situation, the point of transfer, the powder from equipment one to equipment two, let me say that way, is still critical, of course. And the additional one is creating a flexible containment that is sometimes the more easy solution to protect isolator and contain the product inside the critical area. This is, of course, something important and must be studied in deep because the job is not finished by containing the process. The last step is, of course, creating the condition to allow the operator to remove the containment system at the end of the production by knowing that high-potent powder were inside the isolator. So providing tools and smart solution to allow operator, for example, for wetting, sometimes also for cleaning some parts inside the containment system before removing and completing the process, probably in a washers dedicated for the parts, for the component parts or other system. So the challenge is, in my opinion, if I can try to recap this point, is transfer and cleaning. Transfer and cleaning are the challenge we are facing day by day and where we try to provide our know-how and our expertise.
So some really sort of practical solutions there then.
Yeah, think so. Think so because we are in touch with multiple customers that are looking for fast track supply of containment solution. And when you already have in your house, for example, a tableting machine, and maybe you are not willing or you don't want to put in the budget the cost of replacing the tableting machine to be able to work in OEB4 or OEB5 containment situation. It's clear that you are looking for something smart and really practical solution to be adopted in your system. And so we can combine ChargePoint technology with our flexible isolator to provide a containment strategy. And then, of course, we can try it. We can do a mock-up, child testing, and, of course, the SMIPAC test to check the performance of the system.
Absolutely. So how has the growth of the CMO market, affected process equipment and high potent transfers?
One of the key points, in my opinion, to be taken in consideration for the CMO, we have seen clearly during COVID where some customers, some suppliers of equipment were challenged by pharmaceutical company to be able to provide complete line in a very short time. So time for me is the key point for the future. The needs of being able to reply quickly to demands coming from the market, from the users of drugs, of course, is the key for the future, especially for the CMO. The CMO, probably they try to be flexible in order to have units, clean room, ready to operate with different types of products by being able to say to the big pharma, we are ready. Tell me what you want. We can tell you what is the time needed to switch to be ready, and what can be our limit, and what can be our expected performances with your product. And the time would be the key point to win and being able to do that.
So that's been really interesting, Claudio. And thank you very much for your insights into the industry. Very, very interesting. So where could the listeners go to find out a bit more information about CSV, the company?
Oh yes, so you can meet us, of course, in the next exhibition. The international one we are going to exhibit are for sure the PAUTEC in Germany and also the CPHI PMEC in Barcelona. In both exhibitions we have a booth where all our divisions are there, so we can support our customer with all our services and equipment. Services, I mean engineering services and validation too. Or, of course, by providing support for our equipment that are mainly based on containment solution, flexible and rigid as well. And with the new, let's say, line of product recently introduced in our portfolio, after the acquisition of a mechanical workshop in Italy, we are also launching a new line of skids for liquid preparation. So we will be there in Barcelona and in PAUTEC too. At your disposal, and of course there are, let's say, the traditional system like the web, where we have a main page that is csv-ls.com, and the other one, mainly dedicated to containment, is csvcontainmentnews.com, which is a landing page where you can find the most of our recent installation and let's say development as a division dedicated to containment solution.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you very much for your thoughts today. It's been very much appreciated.
Thank you so much again for inviting me here. And I will always at disposal for you, because it's a really pleasure having the chance to promote and collaborate with ChargePoint and all the smart solutions we can share with our customers provided by you.
Thank you.